South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission provided a mechanism for South Africans to put the violence and divisions of the apartheid era behind them. South Sudan wants its commission to allow citizens to come forward and speak about their experiences of past injustices to forgive and to move forward. South Sudan's Council of Ministers approved the launch of the National Reconciliation and Healing Process last month. The council titled the campaign, A Journey of Healing for National Reconciliation.
The war has created barriers among our people. We must admit it. The war has created trauma to all of us.
Vice President Riek Machar heads a committee in charge of commission preparations. The committee held consultations this week with civil society representatives to gather their views on how this process should be structured.
We must come out and talk about people reconciling, leave the past. What has happened in the past, let us say, let's leave it behind. War should not be continued in our minds because many people are still fighting war in their minds. Behavior is erratic, so there is trauma. We will not form a strong state unless we overcome this. And to overcome it, talk about it so that our people can reconcile.
Machar has been at the forefront of efforts to reconcile South Sudanese. Last year, he apologized to Jonglei State's Dinkabor community for his role in what's commonly referred to as the Bor massacre, in which hundreds and possibly thousands of people were killed when Machar and Lamakol broke away from the SPLA in 1991. But some question the vice president's motives. Steve Goigatluak is from a community-based organization called Dark Organization for Recovery and Development.
What are your convictions that motivate you to spearhead this process? Could it be that maybe perhaps you are intending at some point to lead this country? Are you doing it for the quest of leadership for this country, or are you doing it out of feeling for the betterment of this nation?
Sarah Ajith Awel-James, chairperson of South Sudan Women General Association, says women are particularly demoralized by the rampant violence in parts of the country. She says unless the government does something to reconcile communities and heal wounds, it should only expect resentment.
I've been moving from one state to another, educating the women about their rights. When we are training the women, we hurt a lot. Me, myself, I feel bad because people are beaten. People are frustrated. Even some of them, they say that why we vote for independence. It is better for us to remain in one country.
Presidential advisor Tor Deng Mawien says all government organs will be involved in the reconciliation process, adding that civil society organizations will play a vital role in the initiative. Some 200 young people are being identified for training to get communities involved in the process. Machar says more than 8 million South Sudanese pounds have been earmarked for the reconciliation process. President Salva Kiir is expected to launch the process in a week-long conference in April. Prominent persons known for championing reconciliation elsewhere, including Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who led South Africa's commission, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and former Botswana President Ketumile Masire, among others, have been invited to speak at the conference. In the last few years, South Sudan has been rocked by inter- and intra-community violence, partly related to cattle raiding and attacks to avenge past injustices committed by members of rival communities. South Sudan's reconciliation process is expected to last 5 years. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.